Best. And I believe that we have been created and designed by the Lord. Is it working? We are created and designed by the Lord to do good works. Let's try. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it reads, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Knowing that God has saved us so that we can serve him, that should change the way we see things and the way we live our Christian life. Because it's easy for us to just live on for ourselves and then forget the purpose why God has saved us. But this morning, I just would like to remind each one of us that God has called us to serve him. And not only to serve him, but to give him the best that we can give him as we continue to live this life that God has given us. The most fulfilled Christians that I have seen in the world are the Christians that have taken part into serving in the local church that they are in. Do you agree? Because people can be saved and then they can attend church, but then they won't really experience the fulfillment that they will have if they begin to be involved in the local church, serving the Lord through their local church. So that's what I'm talking about this morning, that we should serve the Lord through the local church that we are in. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, it reads, "And made us a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father. To Jesus Christ be the glory and power forever and ever." And Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, it says the same, that we have been like made a kingdom of priests, but for that purpose, so that we can serve him. Amen? So the emphasis is on serving the Lord. Not only for us to come and worship here, but for us to find expressions on how we can serve God with our life and whatever the Lord has given us. So serving the Lord with three things. Number one is with our time. I think you have heard this before, that we can serve the Lord with our time and just to make ourselves available for the Lord. It's something that we can serve him with. The lay of the enemy for us is to say that we don't have time. I do not have time to serve the Lord. Like I'm so busy working and doing earning money for myself, or that's the lie of the enemy. Because the truth is, everybody has 24 hours a day. Amen? Even the busiest or the laziest person has the same time, same amount of time. So let us just continue to give God our time. Amen? It's not so much about, like, if you are talented and then you can be involved and serve the Lord. But just being there and being available for just to help will be a big thing for the works of the Lord. And the second is with serving the Lord with our talent, with the ability or the skill, expertise that the Lord has given us. Some talents are born, but 95%, I guess, or 97% are learned and developed. Amen. When I was in Griffith many years ago, there's a lady there that she's very good in graphics, in the computer. So what she would do is she would volunteer to our pastor and said, "Pastor, if there's anything that you would like me to do, I'll do it for free for the church." So that's offering her talent or expertise with what she has learned in her life. And that's what I'm saying, that we should volunteer and offer our talents and ability or skills for the works of the Lord. Pastor David, who was my pastor in Griffith at the time, he was a builder. And so he began this work, like builders team or something. And they would go to Papua New Guinea and build. They would gather money and then go to Papua New Guinea and build the Bible school there. So that's what they would do with the skills that the Lord has given them. Amen. So serving the Lord with your treasure, with resources or money. I believe that everyone has something to give, and even the poorest among us. I don't really see poor people here. Because when I say poor, really poor. And you should come over to the Philippines to see that, for you to know what I mean. But giving is not a matter of how much you give, but it's the matter of the heart. Amen? Because whatever you can give, if it's coming from your heart, then the Lord can just bless it and multiply it. And there's a story in Mark chapter 12, verse 41. It says, Jesus was sitting in a temple near the offering box and watching people put in their gifts. He noticed that many rich people were giving a lot of money. Finally, a poor widow came up and put in two coins that were worth only a few pennies. So, but the Lord recognized and appreciated or even blessed that woman for giving the two pennies, which may not be of great value in the time. But then the Lord honored the heart. Amen? The giving, that is the attitude of the heart in giving. And we must consider that giving is, when we give, it's the heart that the Lord is looking at. You know, it's not so much about the amount, but amount will follow as long as the heart is right. So, and then another thing is we must serve the Lord with some standards. So how do we serve the Lord? There are some standards. Number one, we must serve the Lord very carefully, with mindful of the materials that we use in serving Him. Because we must check our motives. Why are we serving? Even in voluntary works, like if you want to volunteer into something, you must check your heart. Why are you volunteering? Is it an expression of your love for Him, for the Lord, because the Lord has done something, the Lord has saved you, and He has blessed you, so in return, you are serving Him, or for something else? Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, we are reminded of the following. It says, using the gift that God gave me, I did the work of an expert builder and laid the foundation. And someone else is building on it. But each of you must be careful how you build. Emphasis on that. We must be careful on how we build. For God has already placed Jesus Christ as the one and only foundation, and no other foundation can be laid. Some will use gold or silver or precious stones in building on the foundation. Others will use wood or grass or straw. And the quality of each person's work will be seen when the day of Christ exposes it. For on that day, fire will reveal everyone's work. The fire will test it and show its real quality. So it's important, if that's going to happen in the future, like all of the works that we have done in this world for God's sake or for His name, it will go through fire and it will be examined by the Lord. It's better for us to right now to check the motives of our hearts, so that we don't lose the rewards that the Lord has stored for us. Amen. So we must serve the Lord carefully. And another thing is we must serve the Lord consistently. Consistently. Amen. That means faithfully. We must be faithful in serving the Lord. So we must ask ourselves, are we men pleasers or God pleasers? Do we serve even if others are not around, especially those who are above us? I'll say this because in San Fernando, we teach the youth and the children to serve, especially because we have lots of children and youth right now. So we teach them to serve. After church, they all have their duties. You see them sweeping, washing dishes, or cleaning the toilets, or they do all that. And I told them when I'm coming here, I told them, oh, I won't be around, but I hope that even if I don't see you, you'll still do your duties very faithfully. But I have left somebody to oversee them, so and I will be given a report when I come back. But I mean, it's the same thing for us. Even for us adults, it's easy for us to work, you know, to show our best when someone appreciates us. But how about when someone never really notices what we are doing for him? Amen? So we must check our hearts that we must make sure that we serve the Lord no matter what. Well, like for me, I only come to a pastor's meeting once a month in the Philippines, and nobody sees me what I'm doing, but then there's the one who sees me, and I must be mindful of that because the Lord sees what I'm doing. So it's just a matter of being faithful to the Lord. At the end of the day. The Lord will commend those who are faithful and who are doing faithful things for Him. So in Colossians 3:22, chapter 3, verse 22, says, "Slaves, obey your human masters in all things, not only when they are watching you because you want to gain their approval, but do it with a sincere heart because of your reverence for the Lord." Amen. So we must serve the Lord not because we want to gain approval from other people, but because we love the Lord and we would like to honor Him with the work that we are doing for Him. And number three is we must serve the Lord creatively, always coming up with new things. Because sometimes in ministry, it can also be boring. I mean, doing same things over and over again. But I appreciate the youth fellowship last night because Jared, he was very creative with the youth. And I don't know how I would manage with that, with the youth. But he has done well last night. So keeping things alive, because the tendency is for us to, ourselves, we can get bored and we can get tired of doing the same things. So in San Fernando, I would always think of something to do with the youth and with our children because they always want new things. So it's important for us to set that standard of consistency, creativity, and the faithfulness that we have for the Lord. And another thing is we must serve the Lord, avenues where we can serve the Lord, and that is through the local church. I really believe in the local church. I really believe that the church, our local church, is our second family. Family is the one that you have now, but second family is the church. Amen? So I believe that you don't really exchange your family for some other families. You be faithful to your family. I don't believe in divorce. But of course, it's a different setting here. But I believe that you care for your family, you love for your family, you stay in your family no matter what happens because that's your family. And even if you happen to go to other church and you see that they are good, no, they are the pastor is a good speaker or something like that, and they have so much to offer, but then you would always come back that this is my family. And that's what I always teach the youth because there are so much, in the Philippines, there's so much temptation for Christians to become like butterflies. You know, they would go to this church and then and get something from there. And then if they are not satisfied anymore with what they get, they would transfer to another church. But there's a one of the values that we are teaching the children or the people in the church is you stick to your church because that's your family. Amen. So I believe that because personally, I was saved in the CRC and I'm still here after so many years. I got saved in 1989 and I'm still in the CRC. I don't really believe, even if you are, because even in the church, you will experience problems. You know, there will be troubles in the church, inside the church. There will be conflicts, there will be misunderstandings, and like what's happening inside the house. But it's an option. Living is not an option, or moving is not an option, unless you go to another country or you go to another city, and you cannot really attend your church here. Amen. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm just trying to emphasize that local church is very important. Your local church is your church. So be faithful. Stick to your church. Amen. You may not be many, or we may not be many, but this is our church. This is our family. So serving the Lord through the local church. I also would like to emphasize that we can volunteer to other non-Christian organizations or other government organizations or maybe in Salvation Army, or we can volunteer doing other things for other people. But we must also first, if you are going to do that, you must first do something for your church. Because it's really a shame when you can volunteer to other works, and then you don't really contribute in the life of your church. So I'm not knocking anyone down, but I'm just saying that our church is our priority. This is our priority. Parachurch, like other Christian organizations, I believe has its place in the kingdom of God. When I was growing up as a Christian, navigators have really helped me a lot. But then I believe that it should be the local church first, and then parachurch can come second. I just would like to emphasize that in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, it says, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." So when the Lord added souls, He added them to the church, not to some organizations. So the emphasis is for us to be faithful in our local church, serve the Lord through our local church, and serve the Lord through a particular ministry. I mean, find a ministry in the church where you can be involved. Amen. Because we all begin doing everything until we discover what we really love doing. That's what I found out. You start when you became a Christian, you started attending a church, but then later on you will gain an interest to be involved into some ministries, and that's I think the second step where you can actually grow in serving the Lord. Find a ministry where you can be involved in serving. Maybe it's the children's ministry or music ministry. Amen. I remembered when I first became a Christian, I got saved in Bicol, and I don't really know music, but then I like singing, not really singing on stage, but watching. You know, in Philippines, it's very common for you to watch competitions, like in barrios, towns, cities. You go, and I would go some distances for me to watch, because I really love it. So when I came to the church, I got in love with the music ministry. But I don't know how to play any instrument. You know what I picked up? I picked up the tambourine. just to involve myself. Nobody invited me, but then I volunteered. I didn't know how to play tambourine before. That's the only instrument that I can play anyway. But the thing is, find yourself in a ministry where you can, when you can serve, a particular ministry in the church. It's not enough for us to just be attending and then going back to our house, but find something to do other than just attending. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18, it reads, "But now God hath set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him." So if you can appreciate that scripture, it says that God has placed us here. Amen? And if we are a part of the body, then all of us must have a specific function to do. Amen? So it's not only Pastor Caleb, Kerry, or some other people that you see here, but every one of us, since the Lord has put us here. That's why it's very important for us to stick just in one church, so that you can discover, Lord, where do you really want me to function as a member of your body? Because the local church is the body of Christ, and we are all members, and every member has its function. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." And then if you read through, there's something that I really appreciate there in the scriptures on screen. In that is the word, this one, to another. To another. The Lord has given something. It means to each one of us, the Lord has invested something that we can use for Him so that we can serve Him in this local church. Amen? If you so decide that this will be your local church, but you must make a decision, firm decision that, Lord, you have placed me here and I'm gonna live until you take me out. So make sure that it's the Lord taking you out. It's not just you leaving. Amen? Because when the tough time comes in the church, people just easily leave without even saying goodbye. Amen? So, another thing is, we serve the Lord through the people. Pastor Barry used to tell us that it's always about the people. God has called us to serve God, but it's always about the people. We serve God, but through the people. So that can be like in people in the church. "As we have the opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Amen. That means to one another, that we must serve the Lord. But then the Lord has also called us to reach out for others who are not here. And it says, "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me." That means whatever we have done to, whatever we do to other people, that's what we do for the Lord. And so we must just make sure that whatever we are doing it for the Lord, but through the people. So we serve the people. We serve them. We reach out to them. One of the things that made me decide, when the Lord was challenging me about going full-time, because I was at a Bible school, and the Lord spoke to my heart And the challenge was, oh, Gilbert, are you gonna serve papers or are you gonna serve people? Because I was graduating that time at the Bible school, and I was deciding whether I would go pursue work because I just finished university that time, or I would serve him full time. And then I chose, Lord, I don't really want to serve papers. I mean, in the office or something like that. But I would like to serve people. It wasn't easy at the beginning. But then I found out that it's the most fulfilling choice that I have made, serving the Lord. So the people are always the object of God's love. And we can know that in John chapter 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. His object was the world, the people. And even the Great Commission, the object of it is people. Go into all the world and preach to all nations. So it's always about the people. And so when we serve, we must serve through the people. So everything we do must be for the benefits of both the found, the Christians, believers, and those that are not in the kingdom of God. So we must give our best. Amen? We must give our best in whatever do. We only have one life to live, and it's important for us not to waste this life. Because you don't really know how long. Because most of the people, they think, I still have many years to live. You don't know that. You don't really know that. Only God knows. But the wisest decision that you can make is, Lord, with the time and with the life that you have given me now, I would give my best. I would give my all. So that whenever you take me, then at least I have given my all. Amen? Many people say, I'm going to serve the Lord when I retire. But that doesn't really come for other people, because even before they retire, the time that they would say they will retire, they already pass away. So the time to serve the Lord is now. And the time to give your best is now. And the time to give all is now. Not giving half, giving, you know, withholding, but giving all of your life, of your service for the Lord. Maybe one thing that I can say is, I can say that I have given the best of my years for the Lord. And that's not something I am proud of, but something that I can say before you, that even if the time comes when I won't be able to serve him because of maybe I'm old, at least I have given him the best years of my life. And I would like to challenge the younger ones here, young people here, serve the Lord. Give him the best of your years. And for us who are still able, you know, we can still serve him. It's not too late. It's not too late for you to make yourself available for the Lord. Don't worry about, I do not have much talents or like that. I do not have many talents. I can only play tambourine. But most of you may be able to do more. Or you have other skills. I don't have much skills. But then I just made myself available before the Lord and say, Lord, just use my life. I am really no one. I came from nowhere. I mean, I am not known. But then I just say, Lord, just take my life. Use my life for the glory of your name. Amen. So can we please just stand just before I pray? It Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, this is just a last scripture. It says, whatsoever you do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord. Just make sure, who are you serving? Are you serving the Lord? Because if you are serving the Lord, you will have your reward from him. Amen. Maybe if you can just ask Eli to come, and if you can just sing that song about the Spirit, because as Kerry was saying a word, I believe the Lord has impressed something in my heart, and I would like to give you opportunity to respond to that, and it's just respond to the Holy Spirit right now. If we can just pray, we can bow down our heads right now. Father, we would like to thank you for your word. Lord, it's your word, and we would like to respond that we would like to give our best before you, Lord. We do not know how much or how much longer we can live, Lord, or how many years we can live on this earth, but this morning is a good opportunity for us to just say, Lord, I would like to give my life to you. I would like to serve you with my life. And this morning, if that is your heart's desire, that you just would like to be used by the Lord. You may not have many, many talents, or you may not have many, plenty of money or anything like that. But if you would like to serve the Lord, just in your heart, would like to the Lord to use you, then I would like you to come, maybe stand in front or something so we can pray for you. So you can stand there if you want. But there are two particular things that I would like to call right now, and there's a need right now that I believe the Lord is showing me. There's a condition of in your right eye, if you feel that in your eye, you're feeling the pain. You're feeling the pain in your right eye, and the Lord would like to heal you. The Lord would like to touch you. And there's also somebody who is having a trouble in his back, just at the back shoulder. Yeah. So if you would like to come, I would like to just pray for you. We won't take much time this morning, but if that's you, then I would like to invite you to come. And actually, there's also a condition in the teeth. You have a condition in your teeth, a tooth. So in your right front of the tooth. And if you are that person, the Lord would like to minister to you and say to you that there's miracle right now in this place, right here. Thank you, Lord. So, is there anyone who would like to respond to that? I'm giving this opportunity for you to respond to that right now. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word. And thank you, Lord, for the work of the Holy Spirit right now in our midst. And right now, Lord, I speak, Lord, that there's an open heaven right now, Lord, in front of us for you to touch and for you to do miracles, for you to heal. And Lord, right now, Lord, thank you for those who will respond. You have promised, Father, to bring, Lord, exactly what they want, what they desire in hearts, Lord, and their hearts right now. And even for those who are responding, Lord, just use me. Just use my life. I'm making myself available to you, Lord. Even those people who are responding right now, Lord, I pray that you just touch their hearts right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Is there anyone?